USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's younger brother is in a New York hospital. The president plans to visit Robert Trump later on Friday. The White House says President Trump has a very good relationship with his brother. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes from Washington also says
the cause of the hospitalization or any additional information about his brother's condition has not been immediately released. Reports say Robert was hospitalized earlier this summer and spent at least 10 days in a neuro-intensive care unit.
A majority of voters who plan to support presumptive Democratic nominee Joe Biden in November are doing so because he's not President Trump. In a Pew poll conducted, 56% of voters who backed the former vice president over President Trump say they did so because he's not the Republican incumbent. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I am very pleased with your product. I haven't been sick since I've been taking this, and I contribute a lot of my energy and my health to your product, and I just want to keep taking it. So, yes, just keep making it, okay? I just thank God for your company.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former FBI attorney Kevin Kleinsmith, who altered an email as part of an application process to spy on former Trump campaign associate Carter Page, is pleading guilty to making false statements today. Attorney General William Barr telling Fox News,
"We need to get the story of what happened in 2016 and 17 now. And if people involved in that activity violated the criminal law, they will be charged. There are going to be developments, significant developments, before the election, but we're not doing this on the election schedule. What's dictating the timing of this are developments in the case."
This all part of the Justice Department case that John Durham is investigating. Two top Department of Homeland Security officials are ineligible to serve in their roles. That's according to a government watchdog. The Government Accountability Office saying the line of succession outlined under the Vacancies Reform Act was improperly altered after DHS Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen resigned last year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Parenting during the coronavirus pandemic can be a struggle. In many cases, parents are juggling full-time jobs while keeping the kids safe and engaged and themselves sane, sometimes with mixed results. Add school into the mix, and many parents are wondering what to do. Megan Leahy is a parenting coach, mom of three, and Washington Post parenting columnist. She has some advice when it comes to parenting during the coronavirus pandemic.
You know, it's really bringing everything into sharp relief, and I want every parent to know that, number one, we're all kind of falling behind together, right? Like, everyone is more or less the same spot. Some families are struggling more and some parents are struggling less, but just to not feel alone, that's number one. And number two is that you're just going to have to make some hard choices and be really compassionate with yourself and with your kids. There's going to be more technology, more disagreements, more trying to figure it out, but there's also opportunities for laughter and joy and fun. That is not canceled.
And finally, it was back on this day in 2000 C when a massive power outage hit the eastern United States and parts of Canada. 50 million people were affected, including residents in New York, Cleveland, and Detroit. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.